Peter Nicholas is a professor of law at the University of Washington and author of The Geography of Love, Same-Sex Marriage and Relationship Recognition in America. I asked him what this ruling means for same-sex couples in Washington state, where same-sex marriage has been legal for 2.5 years.
If you travel to one of the states that currently do not recognize same-sex marriage or didn't before this decision, your marriage will be fully recognized. It also means, in particular, for Social Security benefits that if you relocate to another state after having been married and living in Washington for some time, that your spouse will be entitled to Social Security benefits, because under current federal law, it's the state that you live in when you're seeking the benefits whose law determines whether your marriage is valid or not. So that's an important difference.
How does the court ruling affect divorce between same-sex couples?
Well, since the court is saying that you have to recognize marriage, that's one of the elements when you're divorcing someone. And one of the sticking points for couples has been that these other states have said, we don't recognize your marriage, so we won't grant you a divorce. Now states can still continue to have residency requirements and those sorts of things before granting a divorce, but they need to do it on equal terms for same-sex and opposite-sex couples.
The biggest effect, of course, will be on those 14 states that don't allow same-sex marriage. Do those states have any wiggle room here to pass other laws or amend their laws in ways to discourage or stop same-sex marriage from happening?
I think that you're going to see some efforts to do that. I think that to the extent that they try to absolutely stop a same-sex couple from marrying, I think they're going to run into problems. I think the questions that are going to arise over the next couple of years are to the extent that they give exemptions to particular individuals to not participate in the weddings. I think you're starting to see that in states like North Carolina and Utah, where they're giving certain clerks the ability to waive being part of marriages. And I think really what it's going to boil down to is, are same-sex couples easily able to get married in the same way opposite-sex couples are? If it's seamless, I don't think it's going to raise constitutional concerns. If they have to go from one building to the other to try to get married, I think that's going to raise constitutional questions.
You think effectively this debate, at least legally, is over?
I think on the marriage issue it is, at least the marriage issue for same-sex couples. I think there were a couple of things in today's opinion that suggest that there might be some more developments. That Justice Kennedy, in his opinion, made a reference to the First Amendment to the extent that people have objections to marriage. And so I think we may see some of that play out to the extent that you've got some of these cases involving bakers and photographers and those sorts of things. I personally don't think it's a strong constitutional argument, but that has something yet to be played out. The court also, I don't think, definitively answered the question of same-sex couples having the ability to adopt and have children. They acknowledged that many states permit gays and lesbians to adopt, but they didn't definitively say that that was part of the right at issue. So I think that is something that remains an open issue. So I think you're going to see efforts to test the limits of this particular decision.
Peter Nicholas, a professor of law at the University of Washington, he's also written two books on gay rights and same-sex marriage.